Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Steely Dan bringing us back. Reeling in the Years, one of their great songs. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And my third book, which is still selling, The Age of the Customer, that's ageofthecustomer.com, or you can just go to jimblasingame.com, and you'll find both of those there. And, of course, they're available on Amazon. Hope you check those out. When you get to my website, my main website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, be sure to subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon. Get it ready. Get you ready for the week ahead. It'll arrive in your inbox probably about 5 o'clock or so, depending on what time zone you're in, somewhere an hour either side of that on Sunday afternoon. So it's just you and me. I want to continue to talk about some things that are on my mind. One of the things I want to talk about, well, one of the main things I want to talk about this segment is the climate change debate. You know, we got a lot of candidates out there that are proposing some pretty wild climate change proposals. The Green New Deal, which is, you know, on its face ridiculous, and I'm not even saying that she doesn't have, they don't have a right, that Ocasio-Cortez doesn't have a right to say we need to work on climate change. That's, you know, my position on climate change has never been that we don't need to work on it. I'm concerned about the planet as much as anybody. I don't like cutting trees down that don't have to be cut down. I want clean water for my grandsons. I don't want the earth to get warmed, to be overwarming and I don't want the polar caps to melt. Who wants that? Nobody wants that. But the thing that we have to realize is that people who are, I call them the climate change zealots, because to them climate change is not a debate, a discussion about what's going on, a consideration of the facts in front of us. For the zealots, it's a religion. It's red letter. It's a red letter, you know, written in their climate change Bible. Well, science by definition is unsettled. It's not, there's no such thing as settled science. All science is moving, and of course we know that the Earth has been adjusting its temperature and its weather and the climate. It's been doing that forever, for billions of years. And here we are in this little snapshot of time, thinking that we've got the key to we know how to fix this. Well, I do think that humans are impacting climate. I do think that what we've done in the last couple hundred years has had an impact on the climate. I don't think there's any question about that. But still, we have to study all of the information, not just the information that agrees with us about how it's impacting us. I mean, there's some research that shows that we're having a negative impact. There's other research that shows that it's not as bad as some would have us believe. There's also been exposure of some of the climate change scientists to their rigging their results. There's been plenty of that. So how do we sort all that out? How do we differentiate all that? Well, one of the things I'd like for you to encourage you to do is when you consider the climate change proposals that are out there, when you listen or you have a chance to talk to people who propose these things, ask them. When they're saying they think the United States should do more, that we should take more steps, we should cut our carbon output even more, ask them what they know about what's already been done in the last 20 years. Just take the last 20 years. Ask them if they know anything about what's been done. Ask them if they know about the current direction of the United States carbon footprint is going in. Because if they do, if you ask them that and they do know and they tell you the truth, they'll have to admit that in terms of our carbon footprint, the United States is leading the way in the world in cutting our footprint. Even while our economy is helping to feed the world, helping to provide products for the world, clearly the largest in the world, even with all that, we're still, per dollar of GDP, we're not, you know, our carbon output is pretty darn good. Why don't we take that evidence and build on that? Why don't the climate change zealots say, hey, marketplace, hey, Wall Street, hey, Main Street, hey, businesses, hey, small business owners, you've been doing a pretty good job. We're moving in the right direction here. But we can do more. Let's do it together. Why don't we have that conversation? That's the thing that I think we should focus on from now on, is how do we have that conversation rather than making people like me, a business owner, feel bad about what hasn't been done yet. We can do more, but we can build on what we've already done. There has been a lot accomplished, and there's more to do. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back after these messages, 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.